Welcome to the Fire Church Podcast. Today we pray Holy Spirit will speak through this message and into your life right where you are.
I'll swap you. Oh, I'm going to go with the pink one because I like pink. All right, well, I'm going to invite my very awesome ushering crew here to help me up with a bunch of stuff. I asked them and they happily obliged with my requests. And thank you so much, worship team. I'm going to let you off the stage now. Let's give them a round of applause. Amazing. So, and we can, Dan, we can have that slide starting to happen as well. Amazing. There's so many people that make church happen, by the way. And so we want to acknowledge those who are sitting in seats, and you don't get to see them up here, but they're making stuff happen. So I thank you for that. Now, my first thing I want to do is say that today you have arrived on our family service. So I say that because I'm very intentionally today wanting to speak to all ages, so the youngest all the way through to the oldest and everyone in between. And so if you are a young person like Declan here, maybe you're a kid, maybe you're a teenager, maybe you're not, and you want to come and fill the front here, I'm very happy for you to grab a cushion and sit on the floor. Or if you're comfortable where you are, you can stay there as well. If you need a seat, I don't know if we have any black seats left. Maybe if you're next to a seat that's empty, you can put your hand up, because we've got a few people standing around, which is fine, but seats are better. So if you can just wave and show those who are in walkways, and particularly those in the kitchen, if you can come and join us and grab a seat, that would be amazing. Hello, kids, adults. If you want to sit with your kids, that's cool. Otherwise, they can come and hang out here. That's good. I feel like if the light's on the table, we're good. Thank you so much, Sarah, and great to see all of you. Today I'm going to be talking about mustard a lot. Hands up if you like mustard as a condiment. I do. My dad is Dutch, and so we have mustard and all sorts of mustard with a lot of stuff. So I am a mustard fan, even if it's hot. Not everyone is, but today I'm going to be speaking about mustard a lot, and hence why I thought I would come in this colour. But somebody in this room, before I start speaking, somebody is sitting on a seat that has a golden ticket underneath, okay? So I want you to just, put your hand at the bottom of your seat, your black seat, and this is why I did say if you're in a walkway, you better sit down. There was a little bit of a clue there. Somebody has, it's actually a mustard yellowy coloured envelope. Somebody's sitting on it. I know exactly where it is. And it's sticky taped to the bottom of the seat. So, and I'm looking this way. I know it's that way. I did it when the seats were empty because I don't have favorites, so I don't know. Hey! Okay. Can you please come to the stage if you're comfortable to do that? Bring your golden ticket. Let's give him a round of applause. Because you get to, there's something happening when once you're up on stage, we'll explain. When I preach, I like to incorporate some just random games and fun things. I hope that's okay. You love what?
Crowds.
You love crowds. That's awesome. Okay, I'm going to file that away. You love crowds. We might get you up here more. What's your name? Let everyone know.
I'm David. Yeah, well, that's it. David Majoris, that's what I am.
Awesome. David, you are the lucky golden ticket. Just show everyone it says golden ticket on it. David, can you open the envelope and just check what's inside that? It's technically not a ticket, it's an envelope. There's something inside the envelope. And then can you let everyone know what it is and hold it up?
Seeds, mustard seeds.
Okay, it's a packet of mustard seeds. What brand is it?
Hoyt's.
Cool. David has a choice right now. David, you can keep your packet of mustard seeds, smash them up and make a paste and turn it into mustard. Or, David, you can trade your Hoyt's mustard seeds for a Hoyt's movie voucher. Trade? He's going to trade. Who thinks David should trade? Okay. David, so I'm going to take the mustard seeds back. You can pop them there. I'm going to give you your Hoyt's movie voucher. don't put this on a hot dog, but you can use it at the cinemas. Well done. Go and grab your seat. All right. Easy as that. Sometimes you just got to turn up somewhere and sit down, and you never know what might happen. Okay, so mustard. Now, I've got another game. Before I get into why I'm talking about mustard today, I've got another game. And this time, it doesn't really matter where you're sitting. You just have to be brave. This game involves all the things I have up on this table. So I just want to make sure, first of all, can everyone see the table and sort of see what's on it? Is it in the light enough? Right, I might move this out the way for the moment. All right, that's good. Now, I need some volunteers. I have 5 bowls here. And we can flick to the next slide because it will explain the next game. The next game is called, and I made this up, I'm pretty sure I made it up. It's called Mustard or Custard. It's a taste testing game. And you might end up tasting some delicious, double thick vanilla custard, or you might end up tasting some American mustard diluted with sour cream. Okay, so I need 5 volunteers and I need 5 people to spoon feed the volunteers. So I need 10 people up here. I want this to be generational. So what I mean is if, for example, Michaela here really wants to be a volunteer. Michaela, you got to talk mum, dad, auntie and uncle, someone you're related to in the house, older than you, to come and volunteer too. All right, so I need 5 volunteers, 5 big people to come and help them. First 10 people up here, you're in. Let's go. First 10 people. Whoa, oh, let's go up the stairs. I should have said up the stairs. Okay. You never know. You know, the thing is, when you work with kids and animals, you don't quite know what's going to happen. Now, hold up, hold up. We need big people. So if you don't have a big person, go back downstairs and find them. Downstairs, mate, downstairs. So we have our first pair. We have Chelsea and Zoe. Come on up. Come behind the table. Go that way. No, it has to be someone older than you. We have our next pair. One. Okay, we got 1, we got 2, we got 3, we got 4, and I will accept Zane and awesome little Azzy. All right. Now, I'm very sorry to say the rest of you are going to have to cheer on from the front here. You got to be in it to win. I'm surprised how many people are willing to do this without me explaining really yet what you're going to do. Interesting. I will just check here. Everyone here on stage, you don't have an allergy or intolerance to dairy? No? Confirm? Confirm? Okay, awesome. So let me get all this stuff out the way. There will be prizes for everybody. But the thing is, here's the thing that happens. I know which bowl out of the 5 bowls has the mustard. The other 4 have custard. Now, custard is more delicious, obviously. Custard is more, I think we agree, custard is delicious. However, mustard, the person that tastes the mustard is the winner, the ultimate winner. I love it when kids just check this. Just to check, if I'm not the ultimate winner, I'm still getting a prize. Yes, I will confirm everyone gets a prize. However, one person gets the ultimate prize. Now, I just want you to know that I'm not going to pick who's the winner. I'm just going to grab bowls. I'm going to go 1, 2... Don't open them yet. 3, 4, 5. Don't open anything yet. All right. Get rid of this. Spoon. Now, you have to decide which person's tasting and which person's feeding. Just grab a spoon. Decide between yourselves. Ideally, no one's going to spit or vomit, so just think about the person who can tolerate Amazing. I love my job. All right. So have we decided amongst ourselves who's going to be spoon-feeding, who's tasting? Make sure you agree. Okay. So remember, reminder, five bowls, five pears, four bowls have custard, one of the bowls has mustard mixed with sour cream. To be honest, and Eli is the only other person in the building that knows which bowl has the mustard, because Eli and I were in the kitchen early this morning, and Eli, I had to add quite a lot of mustard to get the sour cream the right colour, so it is quite strong. Do you want to just introduce yourself to the church this morning? What are you munching on? Oh, buttermetho, okay. Oh, that's going to be interesting if you're the taster, okay.
Hey guys, I'm Zane.
So this is Zane and this is your son?
Azariah.
Azariah. All right, coming across. Tell everyone your name.
Hi, I'm Chelsea.
This is Chelsea and her daughter?
Zoe.
Zoe. I'm going to reach over. Okay, tell everyone your name.
Mark.
Mark. And Mark, how are you related to?
This is my granddaughter. Yeah. Granddaughter, Adiel.
Granddaughter and Adiel, awesome. Okay, I've got a few of my junior leaders up here, which is awesome. Always enthusiastic. Tell everyone your name.
Allison.
And this is your son.
Bodie.
Allison and Bodie. And our final pair.
Alisa.
And your son.
Daniel.
Okay. All right. So the person who is going to feed the person... Can you please, we'll do this so, because we all want to see, right? You want to see the reactions. And my in-house, awesome, amazing photographer, can you get some reactions of this? I just want to get a verbal okay. You're okay with being photographed today, being spoon-fed, yeah? It's already on the live stream, so by getting up here, you've already kind of okayed that. Because this stuff just is awesome to have memories of. Okay. What I'm going to do is we're going to do one bowl at a time to really get these reactions. So I'm going to, who wants to go first? Because you're the bowl closest to you is your bowl. All right. Daniel thinks it's custard. Daniel, turn around. Don't tell anyone what you think it is yet. Don't tell anyone yet. Okay. Let's do the next bowl. All right, coming over to Allison and Bodie. Poker face. All right. Coming across to player number three. Is it mustard or is it custard? Oh, that's an interesting reaction. Okay. All right, player number four. Is it mustard or is it custard? Hey, if it's custard, you'd think they just want to keep eating, right? I was eating a fair bit of custard in this. Final, it's interesting because is the disappointment the taste or, oh, I didn't win. Okay, final player, Azariah, what are we eating this morning? Oh, what's Dad eating? Okay. That was a really awesome giggle from the front. Okay, hands up, players who tasted. Hands up if you know you had some delicious vanilla custard. Hands up. One, two, three, four. Thank you, hands down. Hands up if you tasted something really weird that you never want to eat again. I feel like we should get Daniel some water or something. Or maybe some custard. Okay, hey, look, you can take the custard with you. That would actually do me some favors. Before you go, remember I said everybody gets a prize. Now, Daniel ultimately, for doing that, gets a very special prize, and you get the second and last Hoyts movie voucher. And well done, Daniel. Well done. And everybody else, I'm going to bring up everything you get to take home. A mixture of yellow stuff. You get your very own packet of mustard seeds. Come and grab it. You get an American mustard bottle. Come and grab them, guys. You get something out of my yellow box. And you get a limited edition packet of Red Rock, Dijon mustard and honey potato chips. So on your way off the stage, grab one of everything. Oh, and just for fun, some Foster Clark's quick custard mix. Okay. One of everything. Let's give them a clap as they return to their seats. Some of our staff this morning were about to open those packets of Dijon mustard and honey chips, thinking they were just there just cause. No, they were not there just cause. Thank you so much. And, someone didn't want the yellow Play-Doh. Okay, I'll keep it. Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, grab it. Okay, so mustard is what we're going to be talking about today, particularly why Jesus talked about mustard seeds quite a few times to his disciples. All right, we can flick to the next slide. Why mustard? Why? It's such a weird thing to read about in the Bible. So the thing is, mustard and mustard seeds, actually, so mustard, the sauce, is made out of mustard seeds. I won't go into it, but basically they crush up the seeds, make a paste, turns into deliciousness. Oh, we're already opening a mustard. That's dangerous. Okay. Five times. You can see it five times all in the Gospels. Matthew chapter 13, Luke chapter 13, Mark chapter 4, Luke chapter 17, Matthew chapter 17. And what is happening is Jesus talks about it in two different ways. And so I reckon when Jesus talks about something multiple times, there's a fair bit in it that we can learn from, right? So the other really interesting thing is I started doing some research about mustard seeds, how they grow, what was happening in Israel at the time, why would Jesus talk about mustard seeds? It must have made sense to his audience. Thank you. That was not on script. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, so five times, and of course in the Gospels, we read sometimes the same thing but a different person's perspective, okay? So two different ways that Jesus was talking about mustard seeds. We're going to go to the next slide. Mustard seed is about that small. So that's obviously a really big magnified version. That's someone's fingertip. That's a white mustard seed there. Black mustard seeds were more common actually in Israel, but that's a white mustard seed where we get yellow mustard from. And basically, yes, really, really small, 1 to 2 millimetres in diameter. Tiny. If you were the winner of a packet of mustard seeds, you can go home and open that and check out how small it is. And really common. So it's not so random for Jesus to talk about mustard seeds to tell a story, because it was super common. In fact, people would actually grow it in like vegetable gardens and things like that. It was growing everywhere and it's really easy to grow, especially in super, super hot climate like the Middle East. So we might go mustard because it's not that common for us. I don't wear this colour that much, to be honest. I don't think it's my colour, but I'm in theme today. But mustard was common. And so that's one of the main reasons why Jesus talked about it, to make it easy to understand a bigger concept that he was trying to teach on. All right, every time I say the word small or seed, I want everyone to do this. Can we practice that? Okay, so I'm going to go and try and plant a herb garden, even though I'm really not a green thumb at all, and I'm going to plant some seeds and hope that they grow. Awesome. Super cute baby Eden down the front here is cute, but she's pretty small. Awesome. Okay, so just to keep you awake, okay, so every time I say seed or small, I want you to do this, like you're holding a tiny little mustard seed. I found in my research of mustard and mustard seeds a really cool video. I didn't make it, but this video actually shows a time lapse of a mustard seed growing. So remember, yeah, good job, mustard seed being planted hope people are online are doing this too, like sitting in a cafe and just going like this randomly. A mustard seed being planted and growing in a little like a pot plant, and what happens in a time lapse, so that just means like a video being sped up, you know, into 2 minutes, but of 37 days into a 2 minute video. It's really incredible. So we can go to that, should be on the next slide. Here we go. So let's watch this video. I did not make this. Thank you. That was one tiny seed going in, one seed. Here we are at 5 days, really quick to germinate. You can see we're about to hit the 2 week mark. Incredible, one tiny seed, and look what happens in 30 days. It's going to grow out of the screen, and then it starts flowering, and we see that beautiful yellow flower. It's dancing now. I think that's what plants do looking for light, actually. They move to the light. All right, and it finishes up, this video, at around 37 days. I'm going to explain what happens after that in general with a mustard plant. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, crew at the back. So I thought that was a bit of fun and very interesting. And also, had I have tried to plant a mustard seed 37 days ago and bring it to you, it probably wouldn't have grown. Not because of mustard seeds, because of me. So I'm good at keeping people alive and a dog, not so good at keeping plants alive. But today... we've got some questions in the front. I might take questions at the end if that's okay. I love that the kids know because they're so used to from kids' church. A thought comes in and they go hand up and they want to know the answer right then. And I love that, by the way. But we might take questions at the end. Maybe you can come and ask me directly. I'll come down the front. We can go to the next slide. Thanks. At the back. All right. So mustard seed. We can see here that it starts tiny, 1 to 2 millimeters, like tiny seed. Oh, there we go. There we go. Really, really tiny, including that one that was in the pot plant. When it's fully grown, which in the video we didn't get to see, when a mustard plant grows to, and it's in an area that it can grow as big as it wants to grow, so not in a pot plant, and in a hot climate, so we're talking about where Jesus was and where his disciple lived was really hot, okay? When it's allowed to grow, it can actually grow up to 3 to 4 meters. Now, so that's why it can almost be described as a tree, even though technically it's a plant or a bush or a shrub-like thing. Technically, it's not a tree, but when it's left to grow to its fullness in that kind of environment, it can look like a tree to the right there. So taller than a person, taller than me, taller than Pastor Dan, okay? So taller than Zane, it can grow big. And it creates shade. It really looks like a tree. And birds can come and nest in it. So small, there we go, to really big. And it's actually one of the quickest growing seeds, one of the smallest, good job, and one of the quickest, and its roots, which we can't see there, but under that dirt and the rocks in that picture, its roots go really deep and strong. So very similar to a tree. All right, let's go to the next slide. The first way Jesus talks about the mustard seed is in a parable. Now, a parable is basically just a fancy word saying a story where Jesus uses something, a picture of something, to talk about something bigger or something more spiritual or something that's representing something else, okay? So we can see in Matthew chapter 13, I've got it up here, and if you've got a Bible here or an app, you can open it up. It's one of the shortest parables in the Gospels, but there's a lot to it. So it says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 and 32, here is another illustration Jesus used. It says here is another because right before that, in chapter 13, there's all these other parables. Go and have a look if you want to. And actually, right before that, he's talking about farming and seeds, and he's really painted a picture about how things grow. Okay, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field. So he's not saying the kingdom of heaven is a mustard seed or a bottle of mustard. He's saying it's like a mustard seed planted in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of garden plants. We saw that before in that picture before. It grows into a tree and birds come and make nests in its branches. That parable is also in another gospel as well. And so Jesus is trying to explain to his disciples what the kingdom of heaven is like, okay? And he compares it to something like a mustard seed. That doesn't sound very royal or very special or very heavenly to me. That sounds really ordinary and insignificant. And I reckon the disciples would have gone, huh? Probably like some of you did when I got up here and had all this random yellow stuff, like, huh? Is this church? I reckon they would have had the same reaction. The kingdom of heaven's like a mustard seed? Okay, where are you going with this, Jesus? Let's have a think about it. So we can see that Jesus starts talking about something big using the idea of something really small. All right. So we've read it here. And we already know, because I told you that mustard seeds and mustard plants were common, really easy to grow. And actually, the like Jewish people kind of just considered the plant very insignificant. It wasn't like, oh, you're rich because you've got a backyard full of mustard. It wasn't like that. It was growing almost like weed-like, like a shrub, okay? So common seed, not very heavenly, but Jesus was making a really important contrast. And this is what Jesus does a lot to teach us things, okay? The mustard seed describes something very small in beginning and what we might say adults, humble beginnings, okay? Humble beginnings. Like a few disciples learning the Jesus way. So Jesus actually didn't come to earth and have this parade. He was born in a manger, in a stable, very, very humble beginnings. Jesus coming to earth was really God's plan to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. But it started really small. Starting to make a little bit more sense. Okay. Now the disciples, his people, his closest friends, the ones he said, come follow me. And then they're like, okay, but I don't really know what we're doing. But okay, they're trying to learn from him, to copy him, to model him. And they're learning the Jesus way. And we're starting to find out the Jesus way is small and humble. But do we think it stays that way? I don't think so. Okay, so they're trying to model what he did. But of course, we know the kingdom of heaven, starting with Jesus, one baby being born, growing up, ordinary people being his parents, but he is God, which is not ordinary. He gathers some people. He says, come follow me. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you a new way now. I'm going to give you a new life. It starts small. It wasn't some big, huge crowd straight away. But of course, the Jesus way was for small things to become bigger. Reminds me of a song, an Aussie song, From Little Things, Big Things Grow. Not about a mustard seed, but I often think about that. From little things, big things can grow. So we know you're in a church right now of approximately, right now in this room is probably about 250 people, small to big, okay? And, of course, churches all across the earth are gathering right now in the name of Jesus, which is amazing. The kingdom of heaven started small, but, of course, we know in 2023 it's growing and growing and growing, and God's not done yet, which is pretty amazing. So the kingdom of heaven will grow, spread, a little bit like mustard, and become something big and significant. And ultimately, when Jesus returns, that's the ultimate significant display of how incredibly big the kingdom of heaven really is. Okay, so we know that small, humble beginnings, what can God do with that? Something really big and significant. And that's pretty exciting to us. And so the disciples would have been like, hopefully, encouraged by that, but maybe a little confused as well. Mustard seed, mustard seed. Jesus, aren't you going to talk about royal things? Aren't you going to talk about powerful things? Aren't you going to talk about things that make us feel important? You've just compared us to a mustard seed. Interesting. All right. So what I want to say too, as I'm thinking about times where if you've ever felt small, like who hands up here if you feel because of your age or your size that you are physically small right now? Yeah, some of you. Hands up if you have been a Christian for a small time. So it's perfectly okay to show us that. Yeah, and you might feel like your journey with Jesus of being a disciple is small and still at that kind of humble stage and you're still working things out. Maybe you've got a small part to play in what God wants to do in the bigger picture. But we know that what God, Jesus is telling us is small things can become really significant with the power of God. And that is the point, okay? I want to flip now to the next area that Jesus talks about, mustard seed. Okay, so we know that he first talked about mustard seed, talking about the kingdom of heaven. And then later in the gospel, so it was kingdom of heaven parable first, and a few chapters later, he actually kind of tells off his disciples. Like, they get in trouble a little bit. So, in Matthew chapter 17, we read about mustard seed again, but I just want to tell you that Jesus was kind of saying, oh, come on, guys, I don't think you're getting this. And I need to tell you something in a little bit of a like a, come on, you need to get this now. Faith like a mustard seed. So Jesus uses mustard seed to talk about faith as well. Two really big concepts, the kingdom of heaven and then faith. They're really big things, but Jesus uses a really small thing to get his point across. It says in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, and he is saying to them in response to, they were asking, how can we increase our faith? Because we want to do miracles like you do and it's not always happening. And God, show us. How can we have more faith? Jesus says, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible for you. We read that last bit and go, yes, nothing's impossible for me because Jesus is on my side. But he was actually telling them off a little bit. Like, come on, you've been with me for a while now. I've been telling you all these parables. We've been walking together. You've been watching me. I've been activating you to do the same. The power of the Holy Spirit is moving through you as well. And yet, he has to then kind of go, come on, guys, come on. You only need faith this small. Now, it's really interesting because they were asking, how can I have more faith so I can get big things done? And then Jesus brings it back and goes, no, you don't need more faith. Your small faith needs to be real. It needs to be deeply rooted in me, really believe me, really believe what we're doing, and then watch the power come. So it's not, because I often get confused and he goes, Jesus says, you of little faith, and then says, mustard seed, like telling them off for having little faith, but then saying you only need a little faith. I get really confused by that. And then I started looking into it. Because I started looking into what mustard seeds do, they are small to begin with, but they really quickly germinate and their roots go really deep. And then suddenly we start to see what really happens with that one mustard seed. So really what Jesus is saying there is not so much have faith the size of a seed. He's actually saying your faith needs to be like this seed. Because when you have something real, even though it's small, but it's really there, I can do something with that. Your roots can go deep. Your faith can go deep in me and who I am and what I'm teaching you and who I say I am. And then the power of God will work through you. You don't have to try to be this big, strong, really awesome Christian. You just have to truly, truly believe that I am who I say I am. Even if it's in a small way, maybe in a really small way, you understand who I am, but I can move through that. I can work in that and I can grow your faith. Okay, so I'm going to finish up really soon, but I want to say some things to all of our amazing adults and children in this room. Okay, so listen up. You ready? Okay, so we have learnt today that Jesus talked about mustard seeds. How many times? Show me with your fingers. It's found 5 times in the Bible. He uses 2, good job, Shiloh, 2 different ways to talk about the mustard seed with really big concepts, okay? Mustard seeds are really small, but they are actually mighty. They become deep-rooted, life-giving trees or bushes. And they actually nourish the soil that they're in, and they're full of vitamins and nutrition for the soil, so it becomes a cycle as well. Now I'm starting to understand what Jesus might be telling me spiritually, how he wants our faith to be like a cycle. Parents, if you've brought kids here, that's exactly what you're doing. You're saying, well, I don't want it to stop here. I don't want my faith to stop here. I want to pass this down to my children. Hands up if that's you. Hands up if you believe that, even if your kids aren't in this room. And hands up if who had parents who did that. I do. I had parents who didn't want to stop at them. And they knew that their faith should be passed down and continue to grow and cycle and become stronger. So we all have the potential to be significant. But it's okay to start off with small, humble beginnings. Our faith might be immature. God can work with that. I think about myself as a young Christian. I was kind of immature sometimes. That was okay because the faith was still real and God could work through that and he could teach me things, which is so cool. So God wants our faith in him and his power to grow, just like we saw in the display of the tree. But if we question ourselves, which is kind of what the disciples did a fair bit, and we don't step out in faith, we kind of leave no room for the power of God to move through us. So this is why God wants us to be, our faith to be like a mustard seed. He wants to move through us and to grow us. So this is what had happened to the disciples. They kind of had to be told off a little bit. Good news is they ask questions, and so should we. We should want to grow. We should want to learn more. Jesus, show me. Show me more. They didn't want things to stay the way they were. They wanted to grow in their faith and their understanding and their belief in what Jesus could do in their life. The truth is, we don't want faith small as a mustard seed. We don't want the kingdom of God to stay small. I don't want just us. I don't want us to be the lucky ones to know the good news of the gospel. I want it to grow. I want it to spread across Carrum Downs and Frankston and across the Mornington Peninsula and the Bayside and into regional Victoria and across the nation and across the globe. We want the kingdom of heaven to come and we want it to grow and spread. And you know, God's not done until it does. But I want a faith that goes deep, a root system that goes deep so that God can grow something strong in me. The kind of faith that changes things, the kind of faith that is a catalyst for change. That's the kind of faith that I want. The kind of faith that allows the power of God to move through just a humble, small, kind of insignificant person like me. A faith that grows and nourishes those around me as well. So, I want to invite anyone in the room, and particularly those who have come maybe as a family unit today, it's also awesome if you've come on your own, to actually respond to what God's saying to us today. And maybe you want to gather with your children. If they're here, you can come up the front. But the invitation is to respond to those who want their faith to grow. Those who want their faith to grow. Because that's a good thing to want. That's a good desire. Because if you know, well, I've got faith. I believe that Jesus is real. I believe that he can move today, even in 2023, and not just in those stories that I'm reading in the Bible. That's awesome. But you know, God wants to grow your faith, particularly in your family unit. Because if I'm just Pastor Jess and I want my faith to grow, awesome. But imagine if me and Pastor Alex and Mia and Alana and Declan, we all go, you know what? We want our faith to grow as a family. Imagine how much more God can do with that. Five little mustard seeds would become five really big trees. So families, I want you, if that's you, if you want to respond to this right now, you can stand where you are. You can come to the front here, particularly if your kids are here and you want to believe for yourselves as a family that you can grow in faith. You want the power of God to move through you as a family, not because you're special, but because God is, because he's powerful. Then let's respond to what God's saying to us this morning. Awesome. And I'm just going to pray over you. And we're going to believe that as a church, through the family unit, through each individual family planted and nourished by the word of God, that together we will flourish and we will see the kingdom of heaven spread throughout our community and beyond. Amen. All right. So let's just pray right now. Lord Jesus, I thank you for each person here in this room, in this building and online, who's listened to your word this morning, who's heard what you have to say through those parables and stories and contrasts, God, that are still very real for us even 2,000 years later. We can understand, Father, that you're showing us today that even if we feel small, even if we feel like our belief in you and what you can do, or even our understanding might be small and not yet mature, God, we say, here we are, and we want you to grow, God, grow that faith in each heart, in each family unit right now, in each individual. And as they stand together responding to your call, responding to your call, and we want to go deep, God. We want to go deep in you, and we want to grow, and we want to flourish. And also, Lord, we want to have a significant impact in the people around us, just like the mustard tree does in the soil. It starts to nourish the soil and the other plants around it. That's what we want to do too, God. So you see all of these people right now and families responding. So Lord, have your way in each family here today, in each person, in each parent who's got the very big responsibility of passing that faith down, of the cycle continuing, Father, so that it doesn't stop at this generation. Lord, would you bless them? Holy Spirit, would you help them on their way so that as they disciple their children and their grandchildren, God, that they know they're not alone, that you are their very present help. Lord, and we pray, God, that we would be living testimonies to your goodness, Father, and your miracle-working power, and that we would see the kingdom of heaven come like we never have before, Lord. We know, Lord, that not until every person hears the good news of salvation and freedom in Jesus Christ, not until then will we see you come again. So, Lord, we pray that you would use us in whatever way you have, every single person, and bless every child in this room who has heard your word this morning. Let it be a seed that grows in their hearts, one that won't be snatched away, one that goes into good soil this morning. In the name of Jesus. And we all said, amen, amen. And before we finish, I also know that faith can't grow until we have a living encounter with Jesus Christ. You can stay where you are, you can return to your seats. But I want to invite those who don't yet know Jesus. You don't yet know that he has actually too invited you. Come, follow me, like he did with his disciples. He didn't start telling them about mustard seeds before he first invited them to follow him. So if you don't yet know that you're following Jesus, that he's ready to teach you and walk with you and grow in you. If you don't know that yet, we've got to get that bit first. We've got to go, okay, I know that I'm following Jesus. Now he can do a big work in me. So I want every eye closed in this place as we finish up this morning. And this is for young, old, again, everything in between. It doesn't matter how old you are. I was a very young girl when I first did this, when I first said, Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to give you my heart. So we're going to close our eyes, and I just want to invite those who haven't yet responded. Remember, it's first a response to the invitation. And then God starts showing us what he's all about. But he first said to his disciples, come, follow me. And that's what he says to us today. So every person in this room, I extend this invitation on behalf of the Holy Spirit. Jesus invites you to come and follow him. Even if no one around you does, that's okay. You can be the first person. So is there anyone in this building who hasn't yet said, yes, Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to do things your way. Is there anyone in this room? If that's you, put your hand up so I can see, because I want to pray for you as well. Maybe you've done this a long time ago and you're not sure if you truly continue to follow Jesus all your days. That's okay. The beautiful thing about grace is, and the beautiful kindness of our Savior is, he extends the invitation again. Thank you. I see those hands at the back. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being so kind to us and your people, for extending that invitation again. Well, church, we're going to pray because there's some people in this room that are deciding to follow Jesus again, which is so awesome. So why don't we all pray this together? Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for the invitation. I say yes today to follow you. Come and fill my heart and help me, Lord, to take each step day by day following you, Jesus, learning from you, being changed by you from the inside out. And Lord, use my life, even if it's small and insignificant, and do things with me, God, by your power and your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, church, can we just celebrate with those who have made that decision this morning? So awesome.
Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about Fire Church, head to our website, firechurch.com.au. And don't forget to connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Fire.Church, Facebook, Fire Church, and YouTube, Fire Church TV. Have a blessed week.